There's a monument in Plymouth, Massachusetts that Kirk Cameron helped publicize in his movie called Monumental. And now there's a new book called The Forefathers Monument Guidebook. This book is so beautiful. Everyone I show it to, they're just bowled away or blown away at its beauty. There's so many pictures, but it tells the story of this great monument, which is frankly dedicated to the memory of the pilgrims, and it is in Plymouth, Massachusetts. It was unveiled in August of 1889, and I was privileged to be there in August of 1989 when my boss and pastor, the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, spoke at the 100th anniversary of the unveiling of the Forefathers Monument. This fantastic book now has been put together by Michelle Gallagher, and she joins us on this particular portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Michelle, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, Jerry, I'm delighted to be with you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so first of all, for those not even familiar with this monument, I understand it is made of granite, and is it as tall as the Statue of Liberty, or it's comparable, I would say?
Well, you know what? It's not as tall as the Statue of Liberty, but it was originally designed to be even taller. When they did their fundraising about halfway through, obviously, they encountered the Civil War. And so they had trouble with the fundraising, and the designer, Hammett Billings, scaled his design back so that the Pilgrim Society could fully fund it. And so the current Forefathers Monument stands at 81 feet tall, but it's quite majestic. You walk up to it, and it is a sight to behold. I kind of consider it our own Statue of Liberty in Plymouth, Massachusetts. But Jerry, what's great about it is everybody looks to the Statue of Liberty as the kind of the iconic image of America. And honestly, because of the symbolism of the Forefathers Monument, it's not just a monument to liberty, but it shows you, actually the building blocks to achieve liberty. So that's what makes it so unique.
And tell me about the book itself. How did this come about? I understand you've been working on it for 3 years.
Well, you know, I did. I left my job because I wanted to do this, and I knew it would take full-time effort. And I, you know, my husband and I, we live just a couple blocks from Plymouth Harbor. You know, funny enough, when I was writing the book, I could look out my window and see where the Mayflower came into the harbor. You know, we are right in the midst of so much of historic Plymouth. But we would walk our dog up near the monument, and it's a magnificent statue. And they, although it's referenced in different books, I really felt like it deserved a colorful guidebook. And really, Jerry, the monument is just a vehicle to tell the pilgrim story. And it's such a wonderful story. And so we use the monument. In fact, on the cover of the book, it says a guide to the monument through the eyes of the people who inspired it. And I used the monument to tell the pilgrim story from the central figure of faith to the lower figures of morality and law and education and liberty. Each of those figures represent an aspect of the pilgrim story and really reflect their contributions. I mean, because they established self-government here in what would become America. So it's an amazing monument and an amazing story.
And here we are on the 400th anniversary of the first Thanksgiving. Last year was the 400th yeah. anniversary of the arrival of the pilgrims in the Mayflower. Yes. And by the way, let's back up for just a second, because there are some people, unfortunately, some detractors who have maligned the pilgrims and made them out to be, you know, conquerors or oppressors, you know, as opposed to people
sure.
who came in peace to worship the Lord and lived in peace and lived according to the golden rule to the best of their ability.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that was really the joy of writing this, is because there has been so much history that's either been overlooked or even revised, that it was a joy to really kind of read for myself first-person accounts and to go back and to read Governor Bradford's words and to kind of study the story, you know, how they came here in search of freedom. But it wasn't just freedom they were coming for. It was freedom to be able to worship God according to the Bible. It was freedom to be able to share the gospel with others. They really came with the idea. They had, as Bradford wrote, an inward zeal to see the gospel go forth. And that's really what fueled everything. Their relations with the natives I talk about that, you know, how influential Massasoit was in Squanto. You know, they, God, through divine providence, brought them to the one unique area in the New World. You know, many know the story. They were supposed to be in Virginia, but the Mayflower blew off course. And so they end up in what is now Cape Cod, and how the divine providence of God brought them into ultimately Plymouth Harbor. And that is where they encountered across the entire region. They just happened to bump into a couple natives who speak English, and they were able to utilize their encounters with Samoset and Squanto and create peace treaties with the locals. And it's really an amazing story. It's inspiring.
Amen. I agree with you. Let me ask you this. In the book, you have lots and lots of beautiful photos and pictures. Many of them, by the way, are in color. How many pictures are in the book about?
That's a great question. I've not actually counted it, but I will tell you there's not a single page that you'll turn in this book that does not have a colorful picture or some sort of a beautiful illustration. My goal from the start was to create something that was visually compelling. I love to travel, and I get those, you know, Fedora's guidebooks, and you know you're flipping through them, and they're full of all of these bits of information and tidbits. And so I wanted to create something that really was a beautiful tribute to the monument, because we're so proud of it here in Massachusetts, but also really told the Pilgrim story in a way that it came to life. And so I was able to reach out to historical societies, even in England, and work with them from the region where they started in Scrooby. And so each page, as I'm telling the story, I wanted it to have beautiful pictures. We have drone photography. And then Jerry, I loved being able to not only quote the Pilgrims from the first account records that we have, but I loved being able to quote our own founding fathers and unique people and voices in history, because the story of the Pilgrims is really, it's the seeds that were planted that resulted in America. The Mayflower Compact was hugely influential for all of the founding fathers as they wrote the Declaration of Independence, and I talk about that. So I wanted it to kind of be able to tell the Pilgrim story in a way that was visually exciting and dynamic, but also to kind of show that thread of how that led to America and have it be inspirational in terms of the liberty that we enjoy now.
This book, I think, would make a nice gift, too. It's $39 on the one hand, and on the other hand, I mean, I showed it to about 10 very influential people just last week in a meeting. And one person said, "This is so great, I want a copy of this." And another person said, "This is so great, I want to go to Plymouth just to see this statue. I've never seen it."
Well, I tell you what, we are working with the local tourism boards because, you know, Plymouth is so historic in and of itself. I mean, this is really where everything began. We call it America's hometown. We've got the Thanksgiving parade and celebration coming up in just a couple weeks. You've been a part of that. But we really felt like, you know, of all of the monuments and things in our own backyard, you know, we've got Plymouth Rock, we've got Plymouth Plantation, we've got all of the historic streets where the colony first began, and so many wonderful monuments to Massasoit and the Pilgrim Mothers and everybody, Burial Hill. I mean, it's a great place to come and visit and to retrace the steps of the first pilgrims that came. But we really felt like the monument, the Forefathers Monument, it sits back a bit off of the waterfront because it was originally built on one of the highest hills overlooking the harbor. But over time, Jerry, it's funny because, you know, residential homes have been built and trees have grown, and so it's a bit secluded. So oftentimes if you don't know what you're looking for, you can come to Plymouth and leave and not realize it's there unless you see it from the water. And the iconic image of Faith holding her hand and up to the sky and pointing toward heaven can be seen just from on top of the trees. And so we really wanted to do what we could to kind of profile what we think is one of the most important monuments here in Plymouth.
And let's talk about the monument itself in the sense that, well, first of all, how long did it take to build about? And just take only maybe a minute or so for this, because I want to get into the four different things around it.
It took quite a while. The monument itself is unique because it's the largest freestanding granite monument in the nation. And it was a national effort. It was begun by the Pilgrim Society here. Literally, some of the descendants of the Pilgrims organized for the purposes of building a monument to honor their forefathers. And so it was built by a local architect in Boston who is quite renowned. And it took quite a bit of time because of the fundraising. But in the end, I want to say nearly every state in the union contributed to it. And there were actually funds that came in from abroad, from as far as England and Africa. So it's a fascinating story of how it was constructed, you know, and I tell that whole story, the history of how it was built. The local granite that came and built it. I mean, it's fascinating. And you can see that visually. You can see the monument under construction as it's being built. And just each of those iconic figures are set in place to represent the contributions of the pilgrims. And each of those monuments, you know, for example, the figure of Morality is flanked. She's kind of seated in a chair, similar to the Jefferson Memorial. And then on either side of her chair is etched the figure, in her case, of the evangelist and the prophet. And then it's the same for each of the lower figures. They're all flanked on either side with smaller figures. And then at the base of the monument, they have these magnificent marble reliefs that depict, you know, the landing of the Mayflower, that depict the treaty with Massasoit. So as you walk around visually, in the center, it lists the names of all of the passengers that came over. So it's actually a history lesson as you walk around and just view the monument itself. And what I do is I go through and I go through all of the symbolism of each of the figures, and then I tell the pilgrim story as you go around. So it's fascinating. It's one of our treasures here in Plymouth.
And basically, we could say that this monument contains five large statues. The first one is the main one, which is a female pointing up to heaven. I assume it's a female, right?
But yeah, the central image of faith, which kind of looks like the Statue of Liberty. Imagine a Statue of Liberty that has faith at the top, and then seated below her are four seated statues. The first is Morality, and then the second is Law, and then Education, and then Liberty. So in terms of the monument itself, it's faith that connects us to God through the Bible. Morality is established by God through the Ten Commandments and biblical principles. Laws are based on God's laws of righteousness and justice and mercy. And education is based on God's truth as it's revealed in the Bible. And then liberty is established and maintained by exalting God and honoring these biblical principles. So as you look at that, you see the pattern of what the pilgrims did when they established Plymouth Colony. And that's really the blueprint for freedom and self-government.
What is the item that Faith is holding? And by the way, is Faith a woman? It looks like a woman, and she's pointing up to the sky with one hand, and then
she
says something.
She is.
Okay.
Yeah, she's pointing to heaven. She's pointing to heaven, which is pointing people toward the reality of God in heaven.
Okay.
And she is in her left hand. She is holding the Geneva Bible, which is the Bible that came over on the Mayflower with the pilgrims. And then her left foot is kind of standing on what looks like a rock. It's actually Plymouth Rock. So all of that is symbolic of the pilgrims bringing the gospel to the shores and the importance of faith in really what brought them here and everything they endeavored to do while they were here.
Okay, we have less than a minute to go. Could this book be given to a non-believer, maybe somebody who, you know, is cool or cold to the claims of Christ?
That is my favorite question, Jerry, because I'm telling you, as I worked on this project and wrote it, I wrote it for an audience who, literally, I wrote it for somebody who is maybe an unchurched tourist. I wrote it for somebody who maybe didn't have a background of faith, maybe they weren't familiar with the pilgrim story. The faith community has been very supportive of it, and that's gratifying, but my heart was to be able to tell this story in a way I weave scripture throughout, because you cannot understand the pilgrim story without hearing what they based it on. And they based it upon faith and the word of God and how those principles played out. And then I tie it in aspirationally with the founding of America, and that all that we aspire to be, it's all based on the blessings of God and the foundation of the Bible and God. But I did it in a way that was not heavy-handed.
Yes.
I wanted any Christian to be able to hand this to somebody who maybe wasn't a Christian or didn't share their faith and feel as if they could still read it and not be put off by, oh, it's too churchy or it's too this or that. So it's a great gift for someone who does not have a relationship with the Lord or no church background.
I agree. We have time just for this. What is the website where people can get more information about the book?
fmguidebook.com. FM for Forefathers Monument, guidebook.com.
Okay, Michelle Gallagher, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry. Bye-bye.